Good day from Western Australia, all my podcast followers. Christy here, coming to you from Harvey, Western Australia, where I run a 5-day camp here. This will be, I think, my fifth or sixth year getting to share the Pirelli message here in Western Australia, and I'm so excited. I have a few minutes while I wait for my hosts to get ready to take me on a trail ride. I'm super excited, and I thought while I had a minute, I might just tell you a little story. So I think it's important to have some perspective on what someone has gone through in order to be where they are in the world, good, bad, or indifferent. Where I consider myself at in the world right now, professionally, is a certified 4-star senior Pirelli instructor with Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. I also have a horse development specialist rating. And I thought some of you might be interested to know what it took for me to be able to call myself that. So I grew up with the horsey gene. I was a lucky kid. I got to spend a lot of time as a kid riding horses. I am the quintessential recreational rider. What I love to do most is trail riding, so it's going to be a super great day for me today. But my attempt at becoming a professional in the horse industry started in the mid-90s when I went to Horsey College. There's a great school in central Iowa called Kirkwood Community College. And back in the 90s, they had a horse science program. Sadly, that program no longer exists. But that was my initial introduction to Pirelli. The original level one program was presented to me as a guideline for colt starting. I wanted to be a professional in the horse industry. I didn't have any experience in the performance side of things. And so the only way I knew how to try to make a living in the industry without owning a boarding facility or being a farrier was colt starting. And so that's what I attempted to do. I used the original level one guide, program to start probably about 50 colts in the late 90s. But after my third trip to the emergency room, I decided that maybe I wasn't that good at what I was doing. And also my dream had turned into my nightmare. I was afraid. I had developed quite a bit of fear around first rides in particular. So that's really not a fun place to be if what you're doing is charging people to put first rides on. So I kind of put my professional horse industry career on the back burner at that time, but I kept using Pirelli with my own horses and actively pursuing advancement through the levels program. And then in 2003, I joined the Savvy Club. That was the year it came out. And in 2004, Linda put out a, APB for any Savvy Club member that might like to have a lesson with her at any tour stop that might be near you. And they were coming to Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is only maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours away from where I live. So I applied for a lesson and got chosen. I got chosen because my problem was different than what most people's problems were. I didn't have a fire-breathing dragon. I had a short-eared mule, right? Maxie, my first horse to level four, was difficult in the beginning to get motivated. So because I had a horse that wouldn't go, that's why Linda chose me. And in those 2 hours with Linda, in front of about roughly 1,200 people, my spark to want to become a professional in the industry was reignited. So after my lesson, I went and had a conversation with Neil Pye, who was the dean of Pat's schools at that time, and we talked about what it would take. I got a pretty realistic viewpoint on what I needed to do, and I just jumped in head first and really did some crazy things in order to rack up experience quicker than what I could do at home on my own. So in 2005, in January, I believe, of 2005, I went and took a 10-week school in Florida, on the campus there in Florida. Carol Coppinger was my main instructor, and Helen Topp was the assisting instructor for those 10 weeks. So I've studied with Miss Carol Coppinger for fully on 10 weeks. And that wasn't enough. I didn't pass enough of my levels in order to get into the professionals program. So I then took another 10-week school. That summer, I went to Colorado and signed up and took another 10-week school with Helen Topp then as the primary instructor. We also, during that school, got to spend time with Rob McAuliffe and a handful of other professionals, but mostly Helen Topp. At the end of that 10-week school, I still hadn't, advanced enough in the levels pathway to be considered for the professionals program, but because I had been on campus for such a long time, I was granted the opportunity to take basically the primary professionals course that at that time was called the uni. So that summer, I did 20 weeks on campus, and in the uni, I got to spend time with Katya Torig, with Linda, with Bruce Logan, but in the end, my primary instructor ended up being Kafa Martinier, who now goes by Kate. So in 2005, I spent 30 weeks on campus, right? There are 52 weeks in the year. I spent 30 of those weeks as a student studying with some of Pat's top instructors. And at the end of those 30 weeks, I still hadn't passed enough of my levels in order to be considered for the professionals program. Then at the beginning of 2006, Linda and Pat together developed a course that at that time was called the 6 weeks, and it was a prerequisite for all instructors, whether you were currently certified or looking to get certified. At some point, you were going to have to take this 6-week course. And so I signed up and did that with the original faculty. I think that would have been in February or March of 2006. At the end of that 6 weeks, I still hadn't passed my level 3, which is more like what level 4 is now, and but didn't want to go home and keep hashing it out on my own because outside of the bubble, it's easy to lose motivation. So I begged for a job, and they gave me a job on the tour team. So I spent 6 months, traveling around with a great bunch of folks, putting up and taking down all of the retail stuff that happened at tour stops back at that time. And it was while I was on the tour team that I finally passed my level 3 and was invited to join the faculty team. So the faculty team was a group of folks who worked as a team and taught exclusively for Pat and Linda on their various campuses. So in 2007, I joined the faculty team and signed a 3-year contract. So for 3 years, I taught with and for Pat and Linda on their campuses. I taught in Florida, I taught in Colorado, I taught in the UK, and I also was sent to Dubai even to represent Pirelli there on a sort of a special assignment for 6 weeks. So I gained a lot of experience during that time. During my time on faculty, I had the privilege of working with some great fellow instructors, including John and Kathy Barr, Jesse Peters, Avery Gothier, Julia Bell, collaborated more with CAFA, collaborated with Baron McFarlane, and who else? Rob McAuliffe again. I got to take 3 Colt Start courses while I was there, all taught by Rob. I got to ride with Walter Zettel. We rode with Linda regularly. Officially, the faculty was referred to as Linda's team. So nearly every Saturday and Sunday, we would spend at least 2 or 3 hours riding with Linda. We rode with Pat on occasion. Didn't get as much time with Pat as I would have liked, but we did get to ride with Pat a bit. And those 3 years, I racked up a lot of experience, right? I was teaching, Monday through Friday, most weeks, right? I don't know how many weeks out of the year. I suppose maybe 40 weeks out of 52 we had courses running, and got to collaborate with Linda on curriculum and teachermanship and, continue to improve my own and work on my own horsemanship. And then I wasn't granted a 3-star status officially until, I believe 2009. So, that is what it has. And then, I was granted 4-star status in, March of 2011. So that is what it took for me to get to four-star status. 36 weeks of courses on campus. I have since gone back and spent at least another, I think, 8 or 10 weeks riding with Pat at his barn. I've spent 4 weeks solid riding with Linda and every opportunity in between. I go back to campus every year. I have been on one or both Colorado and Florida campuses every year since 2005, sometimes as a student, sometimes as a visiting instructor, but I go back there every year. And so if I'm there as an instructor, I ride with Pat and Linda on the weekends or whenever there's a free moment and I'm not teaching. So I work hard at what I do. I spend a lot of time and energy actively pursuing more understanding, both on how to understand horses and how to understand humans, and couldn't be more grateful for all the opportunities that have been, you know, presented to me. So anyway, I just thought you guys might like to know someone's story. We all have a different story on our Pirelli journey. Some have spent more time on campus than I have even, and some less, but you know, that's usually reflected in our star ratings. And at any rate, I think it's important for you to really research anybody you might be considering a mentor for your horsemanship journey. Make sure you know a little bit about their story and how they went about developing their own horsemanship and teachermanship, and make your choices, you know, with some background information, because there's lots of us out there who've worked really hard to, you know, give ourselves a certain label. And, you know, there are folks out there that, you know, kind of watch a couple of DVDs and attend a couple of clinics and think that because they know how to play the seven games that they're just as qualified as anyone else. So there you go. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I hope wherever you are in the world that you're having a great day. Like I said, here in just a few minutes, I'm going to head out and take a trail ride in Western Australia. I'm very excited, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.